الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنهم كانوا يسارعون في الخيرات ويدعوننا رغبا ورهبا وكانوا لنا خاشعين. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. In this ayat of Surah Anbiya, where Allah Ta'ala speaks of all the Anbiya and their closeness to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah explains here in just a part of a ayat the reason why these people are so close and beloved to Allah Ta'ala. And in there is a lesson for us. We also all should become close and beloved to Allah Ta'ala. And this is the prescription also, that how to become close and the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah explains the qualities, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. All these people, this great, great Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, they used to yusari'un, hurry, rush, to all the good deeds. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ في الخيرات. All good deeds, they used to rush, they used to go forward. So that should be our nature, always to do good. Unfortunately, today we find our nature goes towards evil, then we are rushing towards it. There's a sports match, we are rushing. To watch something on the phone, we are rushing to that. But to do towards good, when we have to come for masjid, then we make this excuse, we're delaying it for another minute. Another, after 5 minutes I'll go. I can be just there before namaz starts. We delay it all. So all good work we should be rushing always. This was their nature. Any good work, they did not delay it at all. And in fact, one solution to get off the bad habit of this cell phone, and that it takes up so much of our time, that first we say, what I have to do, I'm going to do. I have to make my tilawat, I'll make my tilawat first, then I'll check the phone. I have to do this, I'll do this, finish, then I'll check the phone. But we put it the other way around. First we have to check the phone. And then if there isn't time, then our tilawat gets left out. No time. I was too busy. So beautifully one person wrote to his sheikh and he says that I don't find time to make tilawat. So the sheikh wrote back, and what an answer. He said, it's not that you don't find time, is that the importance of the Quran Sharif is not in your heart. Whatever things importance is in the heart, a person gives preference to that. And he'll make time for that, he'll make place for that. So it is that we have to have that. So the first quality of these great Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. And he used to call upon us, make dua, and raghabah, with great hope of acceptance also, and great hope in our mercy, wa rahabah, and they had fear also. Every person, even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, who are free of sin, masoom, but he realizes his weakness, deficiency in front of Allah Ta'ala. Allah who is unlimited, and every human is limited, and the unlimited cannot fit in the limited. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain this, that you have a glass, the water of the jug can't fit in the glass, and the water of the bucket can't fit in the jug, and the water of the tap which comes, it can't fit in the bucket, that water is, and the water of the reservoir, and then the reservoir water of the dam, and the water of the river, and the water of the seas, where can you fit that into something? So Allah is unlimited. So we who are limited, we cannot fulfill the rights of Him who is unlimited. So always this fear in us, so raghaba wa rahaba. And also this, that one explanation is also giving, they are given that they always connect themselves to Allah Ta'ala in hard and difficult conditions also, and conditions of ease and comfort also. Otherwise, our human tendency, when we are ease and comfort, we forget Allah Ta'ala. Everything is going well, we don't think about Allah Ta'ala. And others are that when difficulties come, then we don't think of Allah. We just think of that problem I got. And we want to sort out that problem. And we don't think that Allah will sort out my problem. So whether we are in ease or in comfort, first on the agenda must be Allah Ta'ala. Whether we are having a good life, comfortable life, everything going normal, we must never forget Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will look after us at all times when the times of difficulty and hardship comes. And on the other hand, when we have some problems, when Allah tests us, Allah save us, we are very weak. But if they come, then also first we must think of Allah Ta'ala. Before we think of rushing to the hospital, before we think of getting a lawyer, before we think of asking somebody for a loan, whatever, first I must make my connection with Allah Ta'ala. رغبا ورهبا وكانوا لنا خاشعين. And all the time, they had fear for us. They lived with that fear of Allah Ta'ala. When that is not there, then the fear of the creation is in the heart all the time. And all the time a person lives in the fear of the creation. That the government, what they will do, this virus is here, I'm going to get caught, I'm going to get sick, I'm going to die in it. And what the people are going to say, the criticism of the people, we get worried of that. So we should try and develop this quality, which Allah praises so greatly. Each one of us, of course we are not Anbiya, but we have to work in that direction. We'll never reach where the Anbiya had reached, but that is the direction we must be on. That is the road that we must be on. So we should always try and follow that. That we always yusari'una fil khairat. That we are always eager and rushing to do good work. We should change our direction. And also make dua, connect with Allah Ta'ala through namaz, through dua. يَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. In all conditions, we should be connecting with Allah. Good condition, sing the praises of Allah. Make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala will bestow us with even more favors. And difficult conditions, don't forget Allah at that time also. Don't give preference to all the asbab which are permissible also. The asbab which are not permissible, that is haram, that is clear. There is no question of that. But the asbab which are permissible, first give turn to Allah Ta'ala, then no problem if you want to use the asbab. And if you don't use the asbab also, no problem. But the main thing is to turn to Allah Ta'ala and constantly have this fear of Allah Ta'ala. A person is making ibadat, getting tawfiq, getting up for tahajjud, all ibadat he's doing. But he must have this fear, it can be taken away from me. And there are so many people who made so much ibadat. Shaitan himself, how much ibadat he made. How much knowledge he had. And how much of marifat of Allah Ta'ala he had. That he knew when Allah is very angry also. Allah's anger does not overtake Allah. Like we get angry, then we don't know what we say. We blurt out things and we said that afterwards we try and make it an alibi also. A person gives divorce also when he's angry. He says, I was angry and I gave it. It still applies that our divorce takes place even if you are angry. So we say, I didn't know. So in other words, the divorce mustn't take place because I was not in my right frame of mind. So this is all we get controlled by our emotions. Allah Ta'ala, when he anger overtakes Allah, he doesn't control Allah. Nothing can control Allah. Allah has great love for somebody, he doesn't overtake Allah. Allah is does as he pleases. So everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. You should turn to Allah Ta'ala. In Durr-e Mansur, there is this riwayat that a person there is no good in that in the speech of a person. There is no beauty in the speech of a person, that speech which is not for Allah's pleasure. Any speech, whether we are talking with our wives or our children, whether we are talking casually with friends or anything, if it isn't in the pleasure and for the pleasure of Allah, then there is no beauty in that speech. And we should consider all of us, how much of our speech, forget futile, la yani, clear, haram, ghibat. So our speech is a very important thing. Whether it is at the time we're making love with our wife, we are making love with our children, whatever, but it must be for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And we get involved in how much of fights, arguments, and of course that is for the nafs we are doing it. Shaitan controls us at that time, and we are doing it for shaitan, for our nafs, and we don't even think about Allah Ta'ala at that time. The second point in that hadith, that there is no goodness in that wealth which is not spent in the path of Allah. Whatever wealth we have, jais to keep wealth, to accumulate wealth, only then zakat becomes for us also, and you keep your wealth for 1 year. Otherwise zakat also won't become for us. And hajj also won't become for us on a person if he doesn't accumulate wealth, so much that he can make his hajj comfortably, and whoever he is responsible for and dependent on him, that he can see to their needs. But Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, when we study all the ayat of the Quran Sharif and the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the sum total of it all is that money is not a thing to be kept by a person. Money is meant to be spent. So there is no goodness in money which is not spent in the path of Allah. So we should make a habit, and at least reasonably, even if we just spend our farad, our zakat, qurbani, whatever is compulsory upon us, that we spend. And besides that, at least the same amount or half amount of that we should spend in the path of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. Then the third part of the hadith, there is that person has got no goodness in him, whose hilam, tolerance, to forgive, to overlook, tolerance does not overpower his anger. If his hilam, his tolerance does not overpower in his anger, there is no goodness in that person. This is a very important quality also of having hilam, that a person is tolerant. Hazrat Ji Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when you see a proposal for your daughter, Hazrat Ji should say, see whether this person has got hilam in him, or whether he's got anger. Because if he's got anger, he'll make the life of your wife a part of Jahannam, a part of hell. And how many of us, our anger is right out of control. A person must be able to control his anger. A person who can't control his anger, that person is a very great and threat to society, threat to himself also. Because at any time he blurts out anything. Such a person, like to teach somebody to use a firearm, that is good. But more important than using the firearm is to teach him when and whom and what occasion to use it. Otherwise, you know how to use the firearm, but you don't know when to use, on whom to use it. You use it on your wife. You use it on yourself. You use it on your children. You use it on your dear and close ones. More dangerous than the firearm is the firearm of the tongue. And what we blurt out, and what we speak at times, and what we say, that causes more harm than the firearm also. With the firearm, a person, 5, 10 people get shot, and they are dead. But with the tongue, the harm that can be caused is much more than that also. So this anger, and all that is part of anger. And anger is from pride. And pride to think that I'm better than the next person. And this comes out in everything. If any person, if we have a family situation, husband, wife, even if one person's islah is made, problems won't arise. And if both islah is made, then there is no question of problems also. If one person's islah is made, any problem that comes, it gets sorted out easily. Oh, very, very easily. And islah means islah. Islah does not mean a person got khilafat. And islah does not mean that a person is making other people's islah. Your own islah, if your own islah is made. And one of the major things of islah is one's tawadu, humbleness. That a person, if he becomes humble, Allahu Akbar. Ulama have written, Hafiz Ibn Kathir, Bismillah. In his famous Ibn Kathir Tafsir, There are three places, only three places Allah addressed this problem and gave the solution of it. That we all have got some enemies, somebody who is against us. Min al-jinnati min al-jinni wal-ins. From jinnat also and from human beings also. And when they are our enemies, people want to harm us. People want to lead us astray. People who want to do us down from the human beings. Then three places Allah discussed it in the Quran Sharif. And all three places Allah gave the same solution. That is when the problem is from mankind, then to forgive. Itfa billati hiya ahsan. فَإِذَا الَّذِي that person who did bad to you, you do good to him. فَعْفُوا وَاسْفَحُوا overlook, forgive, have tolerance, forbearance, patience, do good to that person, send a present to him. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, when people used to backbite about them, he used to give them sweetmeats, chocolate sweets. And he should say that they're talking bad about you, now you giving them sweets and chocolates. He said, and sweet swears will come out. They will be sweetened all day. And we see it happen. The minute you give somebody who is against you, you give him some present, you see he starts praising you after that. He becomes ka'annahu waliyun hamim, like a close friend of yours. So this may be husband and wife also, brothers and sisters, in the family also, if we learn to forgive. And the person who forgives is the closer person to Allah Ta'ala. The person who, when there is an argument, and the person who first goes, from our point of view, why must I humble myself? I didn't do anything wrong, and we are never wrong. And neither in the eyes of the other party are they wrong in anything. So nobody is wrong, but all the wrong is happening. So from where did the wrong come? I am not wrong, she is not wrong, he is not wrong, nobody is wrong. Then where is all the wrong coming and all the harm coming from? The reality is I'm totally wrong and she's also wrong. And we have to humble ourselves. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, at times like that, take the shoes of that person. And not the soles, but the other side of it, put it on your head. And ask for forgiveness. If nafs will allow you to do that. And if you have your Islam made, it won't be difficult for you. And it comes also that in an argument, though you are on the right, and you say, forgive me, overlook, let us forget everything. That person is beloved to Allah Ta'ala. And overnight, without anyone knowing, the whole problem is solved. Otherwise, we make a big issue. Now we are going to counselors, now we are going from ulama to ulama, now we are going to everything, and our position is just becoming worse. If one of the two parties, they have become angry, and they are filled with fire, and speaking also like fire is coming out from their mouth, from their eyes also fire is coming out. And you also become angry, and from your side also fire. Fire doesn't put out fire. Fire makes a bigger fire. And that big fire will destroy everything. And on the other hand, if you become water at that time, you will put out that fire also. That whole big fire that was raging, whether it's your wife, whether it's your husband, and they were so angry, and that fire that was coming out, and you become water at that time, you'll put out that fire. So it's very, very important that we learn to control ourselves. I just mentioned that, that when a person corrects his man, أَصْلَحَ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ, his matters between him and Allah. أَصْلَحُ أَصْلَحَ اللَّهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ خَلْقِهِ. Allah corrects the matters between him and the creation. When we find these things, Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, every home has got little ups and downs. It comes, it happens. That's a thing that happens in every home. Whenever it happened, Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would repair and rush to the masjid and make his matters correct with Allah Ta'ala. When he comes home, he finds Allah Ta'ala has completely softened the heart of his wife also. I'm not in control, forget of anyone else's heart. My own heart also I'm not in control. Allah is in control of all the hearts. So if we turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah will make the hearts all turn in our favor. And we want to try and control, we can't control anything. There is really no need of this high divorce rates. and all these terrible consequences and court cases that are being fought. What is need is our Islah. We don't need to become Bayat also. And we don't need Khilafat also. And we don't need to make Islah of other people. We need to make our own Islah. And this Tawadu and this reality come into us, this life will become a life of Jannat in this world already. Your wife will be your Hoor of Jannat in this world. And how many times, if you warn your wife over, she got married and she came to you, she left her parents, her mother she left, her father she left, her siblings she left. And it is like at that time, she was pulled out of thorns, leaving and she came to you. In your lap she came. And if you learn to wean her over, as normally there are always problems between mother-in-law and son-in-law. Mother-in-law feels, my son-in-law is not keeping my daughter properly. He's troubling her, he's too hard on her, or he's not spending on her, whatever it may be. But if you wean your wife over, she will fight your case by her mother. You won't even have, your mother-in-law won't even tell you anything. Your wife will fight your case for you. And she will, but it's you to win her over. You bring her on your side, and your case she will fight. One girl, Waf Azadwell, they're living somewhere else now. Also, her mother, also known like always, and when she got married, trouble in the family between husband and wife, too much. Her daughter did not budge. She in the wrong thing, she didn't listen to her mother. And she made her home with her husband. And properly they are living, and happily they are living. And how many cases like that? So the husband, if he weans over the wife, she will, even her parents, which are so dear, and mother, not in a harmful way, in a good way, she takes the part of her daughter. But then she takes a part of her daughter in wrong things also. And encourages her also what wrong. Tell her also, you don't have to listen to your husband. Whenever you got a problem, our doors are open. Those are all wrong advices mothers give to their daughters. But they give that. Those mothers give the right advice. You are married, it's you, your husband, and your life now. You don't come back with your problems here. That girl goes through some suffering sometimes, but then she makes a home forever. And forever afterwards she lives happily. But if she runs home for every small thing, and the mother encourages her more also, then of course all the chaos and the troubles that come. So we have to turn to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and whenever we have a problem in any matter, come to Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is calling us. Allah made the Muazzin call, Hayya ala Salah, Hayya ala Falah, at least 5 times a day come. At any other time also, we got any problem, turn to Allah. Go to the masjid. Put your head down on sajda. Beg of Allah Ta'ala. And we find it difficult to admit our faults to in front of anyone else. But by Allah, why do we find it difficult? Allah is that being, He'll never tell anyone else. Allah Ta'ala won't remind you also that you are like this, I helped you out. Yeah, in this world we take help from somebody, those people, they take advantage, they remind us also, Ihsan Faramosh, or Ihsan Jatana, that somebody who did you a favor and they remind you, I did this for you, I did. Allah will never remind you of that also. So Allah is so merciful, so kind. We just have to turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and really all our problems can get solved easily. And in all these 3 places where Allah discussed this problem, with regard to people, this is the way. Forgive, overlook, tolerate, show kindness, send presents to them, do goodness to them. This is the Quranic prescription. And where can there be any other prescription? Not ever, whatever counselors say, psychologists say, your mother says, your mother-in-law says, what Allah says, that is the way to do it. And then on the other hand, the other enemies that we have got, nafs and shaitan. These are also all the time telling us to do bad, to shout. Shaitan is of fire, and he encourages fire all the time. That you got a tongue in your mouth, can't you speak? Can't you also say, insult the person, and you think of belittling that person, insulting your own wife, she's your bosom mate, She is right next to you and now you insulting her and you finding fault and making her feel small. This is all Shaitan's work. And Shaitan will let you say such things which afterwards you yourself are sorry about. That how could I say such a thing? And you'll chide yourself, but with spilt milk is spilt milk. Now it's gone. So to control yourself. And the only way you can save yourself from Shaitan, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says in all these three places in the Quran Sharif, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ. Take your protection from Allah Ta'ala. And deen is simple and easy. And it's not advisable to give people long, long wazifas to read. And difficult wazifas which are difficult to memorize. And remember, deen Allah made it easy. And the easiest way of ta'awwuz is A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Which the whole ummah knows. There are other words also, A'udhu Bi Kalimatillahi Tammati Min Sharri Ma Khalaq. Which also many people know. But the easiest is A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali Jazahumullah Khair used to explain, if you go and visit somebody and he's a person of status, whether in financially very rich man or politically he's got a top position or something, usually all these people have a lot of security where they are. They'll have, for example, fencing, security fencing also, and with that spikes in the fencing and that. And if you think you're going to jump that fence, and it's electrified also. If you think you're going to go through on your own, that the fence will tear you to pieces. The electricity will shock you and you can even die. Usually they have dogs also. And they have vicious dogs also. And if you think you'll fight the dogs and you'll get to the person, that dogs will tear you to pieces also. All you have to do, get the attention of that person. Phone him, tell him, I'm here, I want to come and see you. And he comes, all that alarm system, he'll switch it off also. And you walk now nicely through the gate. You don't have to scale the fence also. And the dogs, even if they are sitting there, when the master is there, you can walk right past them. They won't do you a thing. And he just makes one sign to them and they'll go one side and go and sit away there. So we have to get the attention of Allah. Allah has also kept his dog, Shaitan. Not for security. Allah doesn't need security. Like the Americans went and fight Afghanistan. Their army needed security companies to protect them. What a farce they made of us. The army, who have got all the power. They have to be doing things, but they need a security company to protect them. Many South African firms also went as security companies. Anyway, Allah doesn't need security. Allah put Shaitan as his dog to test us, to distract us, to see who is genuine, who will really want to come to me, or on the smallest pretext. Now I'm tired, I can't get up for Fajr. Now I see that woman, I just can't take my eyes off her. Now I'm fantasizing about something, even in namaz and in sajda. When a person is closest to Allah, now I can't help it. I'm just thinking about it. So these are the tests. So the only way you can get protected from all that is A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Take Allah's protection. Allah will put Shaitan one side. Shaitan has got no power of his own. Allah put him as a test for us. He can't control us. He's na'udhu billah, not another god. He's not a god of evil and has got power to. Shaitan on his own is very strong. But related to Allah Ta'ala, when Allah's power comes, Shaitan, inna kayda shaitani kana za'ifa. Then he's weak, completely weak. He can't do you a thing. We just have to take. So we should take always in that case, turn to Allah Ta'ala. Another method Allah has shown us and also easy for the whole ummah, and the whole ummah knows it also. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Just read that and see how Allah protects you from this desires of nafs and shaitan. Whether it is you are looking at a woman and you feeling guilty also, but you can't take your eyes off. Just start reading, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. Allah will take away shaitan. And then you will be able to, you'll see it becomes easy. Whether it is your anger also, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And see how. And in this way, Allah Ta'ala will make your life smooth and easy. And a person who turns to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala, whether it's your wife that's troubling you according to you, or your husband is troubling you according to you, Allah is the controller of the heart. You connected with Allah, Allah will change their condition. Otherwise, we have this, that I am somebody, I am big, and we want respect. And also, how many of us that we go home and then we tell the family also, or all the children, we want certain things done, our things. But we take, for example, the Sheikh's name, that Hazrat said this. If Hazrat didn't even say, or even if he said it, he said also how to apply it. Not that you go there and with the iron fist you start applying it. Or that you're not making amal yourself, you got all false in you. And you imposing on them that they must become sweet angels. And they must, everything they must do perfect. And you yourself, you are free. You can do as you feel like. Hey, and then cause the problems in the family. That everyone starts hating you now. Your own family, your wife, your children, everyone, extended family starts hating you. And this is also that when a person in himself, he hasn't got tawadu. He feels that I am right. When a person has got tawadu, I'm the worst sinner. I'm the biggest wrongdoer. And really it is. Not just outwardly, that I'm worse than feces also. But then we feel offended when people didn't give us our due as we think what we are entitled to. Our family is not listening to us. The righteous people always, whenever the wife turned and spoke harshly to the husband, a great buzur, in the morning, his animal, the horse, not obeying him. Immediately he turned to Allah. That, Ya Allah, where is my guna? What have I done wrong? But I am right. So we find fault with those people. That I'm such a big buzur. I'm a khalifa. I make majlis. And you people don't listen to me. So when a person thinks himself low, Allah makes him high in the eyes of the people. The more lower you go, the man tawaza alillah, the more rafa'ahu Allah. Allah gives that person higher position. And the more the opposite also is there, the more we think I'm right. I haven't got a mistake, and I'm lecturing you people, and I'm telling you people must come right. And then you got no value in the eyes of Allah. And when you got no value in the eyes of Allah, the people also see through you. And they laugh at you, while you are thinking, I'm perfect. I'm a big sheikh, I'm a big person, influential person. I'm a whatever you think of yourself. But the people, they laughing at you. That look at this person, how he's carrying on. So therefore, it is where Allah Ta'ala has given us the clear-cut directives, and it is for us to apply. And we become sincere to Allah Ta'ala. Can try and bluff the people, we won't succeed also. But you can bluff people somehow, for some time, somehow. But Allah, who can bluff Allah for one moment? But Allah Ta'ala also, He sort of gives you line. Let you carry on. You thinking you are bluffing Him, and that you are very good, you are right. Allah gives you a line, just like a fisherman plays with his fish. But finally, then he pulls it in. May Allah save us from that time when Allah takes us to task. Then nobody and nothing can save us. May Allah guide us to righteousness, understand and correct and make our Islah. Tawadu is the one of the major and the reality of tawadu. Not the name and the outside form of humbleness and tawadu, but the reality of it. That person lives a super life of Jannat in this world already. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.